This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. As we work our way into fall, there are some plants that we all associate with that time of year. I talked about some fall picks last week, in particular, mums, the annual kind and the hardy mums. But what about other perennials? Sky Blue Aster is a true native plant with a sturdy growth habit of about 3 feet tall. There's also Smooth Blue Aster, another similar native. Of course, Black-Eyed Susans are beauties into October. They're listed at growing to 3 feet. However, I've had mine grow well over 5 feet. This year, 2022, is a little different. Blueberry bushes are thought of mainly for their fabulous blueberries, but they offer stunning red fall foliage. There are many newer cultivars for cold zone gardens. They do require an acidic soil, which means testing your soil and amending is recommended. Do this before planting. I have information on that on gardenbite.com. Another late blooming beauty is New England Aster. While this guy can grow to 7 feet tall, 2022's been rough in my area, and right now it's only 3 feet tall, and I've just spotted buds. Normally, it would be loaded with small purplish pink flowers from August to October. The flowers are a magnet for butterflies. And there's goldenrod. This year, it is thriving. This is a native that does not cause allergies to flare, although it often gets blamed. There are some garden cultivars of this pretty yellow plant that also has multiple medicinal purposes. It's actually an herb with the Latin name solidago, which means to make whole or heal. Find out more about that on gardenbite.com. And as mentioned last week, now is a great time to plant trees. Think maples, honey locust, black gum, shagbark, hickory, and more. I have pictures and more information on my website. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.